أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما الذين في قلوبهم زيغ فيتبعون ما تشابه منه ابتغاء الفتنة وابتغاء تأويله وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله والراسخون في العلم يقولون آمنا به كل من عند ربنا وما يذكر إلا أولو الألباب. In the previous ayats we read, where Allah in His complete wisdom had revealed two types of ayat in the Quran. One are ayat muhkamat, the meaning is very clear. And those are, which teaches us the teachings of deen. And every Muslim, even any ordinary Muslim, knows what Islam stands for. And then there are the other ayat, mutashabihat, which meanings are not so clear, or they have dual meanings, etc. So Allah Ta'ala says that the muhkamat, which are the clear commands of Islam, everyone knows, for example, that there is hijab parda for the Muslims, even if they are not practicing. They know that in Islam there is segregation of man and woman. And, for example, they know music is haram, photography is haram. All these things, they know clearly what Islam teaches and what Islam stands for. So those are the clear ayat and commands of Allah, which are the muhkamat. Then there are other ayat where you can take out other meanings also, different meanings, or the meaning is not so clear. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. So jinke dilon mein hai kaji, those people who have got crookedness in their heart. And many, many ayats of the Quran Allah has referred to the same thing. Fi qulubihim marad, they have got a sickness in their heart. This the ulama says refer to that by nature they love things which are against Islam. Like for example, they love music, they love sports, they love fashion, etc. Though even they are ulama and they study the Quran also, but the love of those things are in their hearts. They love some gunas, like for example smoking, or some even involved in drugs, etc. All those things, the wrong things. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْ هُبْتِغَى الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَى تَأْوِيلِ. Then these are those people who پیروی کرتے ہیں متشابہات کی. They follow those ayats in which you can take out different meanings, or the meanings which are not so clear, and the muhkamat, which are the clear commands. Everyone knows that smoking is totally undesired in Islam. Music is haram. Mixing of the sexes is haram. But they have that love, either just by nature, or these are those people that because of that crookedness in their heart, they love the ways of the kuffar. They love this dunya and the things of dunya, living it up in dunya, etc. Lifestyle of the kuffar, that is in their hearts. So then they look for the mutashabihat. And from there they take out different meanings and they just make themselves happy that we are following deen, we are following Quran. But they are following nothing but their own whims and desires. They are just following their own lust and their own desires. So Allah Ta'ala says, these people, they follow that iftigha fitnati, and because of that, kumrai phailate hai, phailane ki gharas hai. They spread kumrai, they spread fitna in the ummah. Waptigha ta'wili, or matlab maalum karne ki wajah se. And they to follow that, to follow that own meanings which they have made in their minds. They are crooked in their minds, and with that crooked minds, crooked forks, they take out some crooked dalil from the Quran Sharif. Like for example, the World Cup in Qatar, so such ulama that people regard even as a prominent ulama, they prove that Qatar World Cup is according to Quran, and Quran teaches it, where a person, anyone who knows about Islam, the least idea, non-Muslims, they know this is against Islam. But what they said, that is Yom Zina, the day of beauty, the day of celebration, the day of festivity. So they said that is that day, and that was and in that way they proved that the World Cup is also according to the teachings of the Quran. They will teach music is also permitted from the Quran. That where Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Don't forget your share of dunya. They will make the wrong meaning that don't forget your enjoyment in dunya. So your enjoyment of following the lifestyle of the kuffar, your enjoyment of listening to music, that also they will prove from there. So this is a thing that a person, until and unless he does not make effort to take out that sickness which is in the heart, then that person will never get the right understanding of Islam. He will always have the wrong. And for that, the company of the righteous and pious is absolutely essential. And together with that, the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When a person will do that regularly, then Allah will remove that sickness from his heart. And وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَعْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Or inka matlab koi nahi janta siwai Allah ke. And the meaning of the mutashabihat, those meanings are only known to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has put them in the Quran Sharif as a test for us. And to make it clear who are those people who follow the clear cut commands of Allah Ta'ala and those who look for ambiguity. Like many a person, even when we listen to a bayan, we know clearly what the bayan was about. But we take out one point for what will suit us. And it's not directly and that also, but we make our own meaning out of it and we say this was said in the bayan. For example, at one time one alim gave a bayan totally against all this jadu and that. After that, one person who was very much involved in all that, he said, Maulana's bayan was very good. He spoke everything that we must be very careful, there is too much jadu. He spoke the complete opposite and he took the complete opposite meaning. And that happens on an ongoing basis. So the disease in the heart, everyone listens to a bayan, he reads the Quran Sharif, he reads Hadith Kitabs, he becomes an alim and he studies, but what is in his heart. And until that purification doesn't take place, the true meaning of Islam does not come. And unfortunately, before in the madaris, there was 90% of purification of the heart and 10% of teaching as we know it today. Unfortunately, it has changed over the years that now it's 100% only the teaching and no purification of the heart. Islah of the nafs does not take place normally in any madrasa in the world now. That is just relegated. It's out of the picture. Only teaching of the Quran, Hadith, etc. But the purification, islah and tazkiyah is hardly found in the madaris today. وَالرَّاسِقُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ or مَزْبُوتْ عِلْمْ وَالِ and those who have got proper knowledge. They understand and their hearts are clean and they get the right message. يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ کہتے ہیں کہ ہم اس پر یقین لائے. They say that whatever this is, we don't understand the meaning. There is ambiguity in the meaning. You can take out different meanings. We don't understand, but we believe it is from Allah. كُلُّ مِّنْ عِنِّ رَبِّنَا سب ہمارے رب کے طرف سے ہے. Allah has put all that in the Quran and we accept it. What we understand, don't understand. But we accept it is from Allah. And we don't take out our own wrong meanings which are against the teachings of Deen. And this year is we'll find many people who are involved in various types of things, therapies, etc. And they prove it also from the Quran. This is all following the mutashabihat. The clear-cut teachings of Islam, there is nothing of all these funny therapies and all that in deen. But we are following that mutashabihat. So those who have whose hearts are pure, they say it is from Allah. And Maulana Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali says that there are many things of our deen, most of it I understand, alhamdulillah, and I accept it. There are other things which I don't understand. And I've opened one account of mine for all those things which I don't understand. And the day I understand any one of them, I transfer it to my account of what I understand. But what I don't understand, and I know it is part of Deen, I accept it also wholeheartedly, whether I understand or not. And after all, no matter who it is, where are our brains to understand and comprehend all the commands of Allah Ta'ala? A Banda's work, which we prove in Ruku and Sajda, I submit to you. Oh Allah, even if I don't understand, why must I make Ruku and why must I make Sajda? It's your command. And I accept it wholeheartedly. Oh Allah, I'm so busy in my work. I'm doing all my things. Why must I leave all my work and go in the masjid and I stand in front of you, I don't even see you there, and I make ruku, make sajda. But to those who have iman, accept it wholeheartedly. Other people, they might say it with their tongue, they might not say it. Na'uzubillah, their action proves that it's a waste of time going to masjid and making namaz. We don't see any benefit in it. But those who have iman, they accept it wholeheartedly. Why must we fast in Ramadan? And such people who are in the wrong line, they clearly say also, fasting is for those people who haven't got food in their house. We have got enough food, so why must we, what does Allah benefit in keeping us hungry? Na'uzubillah. All this are those people who are following their own whims and desires. Iman people wholeheartedly say, whatever has come from Allah and Allah has taught it to His Rasul, we accept it wholeheartedly. وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ اور سمجھانے سے وہی سمجھتے ہیں جن کو عقل ہے. And by explaining it, only those understand who have got brains. Those who don't have brains, when they hear these talks also, they have further objections in their mind. And they have further or their own reasoning and the things which they have. All that nafs, that shaitan, and their nafs prompts them further and further, and they don't accept from their heart the truth. Outwardly, they are Muslims, so they accept, but their hearts are still filled with the lifestyle of the kuffar. All the things of kufr and shirk, that is filled in their hearts. So these ayat are very clear to us. And as Allah Ta'ala says, by explaining it, those accept it who are the intelligent. And those others, they still go and find further fault in it. And further objections they have in their heart. Very fortunate are those Muslims who submit wholeheartedly to the commands of Allah. The minute we know, yes, this is the command of Allah, whether I understand, I don't understand, I accept it wholeheartedly. And that was the condition of the Sahaba. There were many things which they also did not understand. Many things which they found very hard also. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam advised them always that just accept it. Don't be like the Bani Israel who said we're not going to accept this. We don't understand this. We're not going to follow it. No, you say we accept it. Then Allah opened the doors for them also and opened their hearts also. May Allah give us tawfiq for the reality of iman to come in our heart and to bring iman. Bain amanu be mitle ma amantum bihi. If you bring iman according to what the Sahaba brought iman, then you got hidayat. Not that you follow like a munafiq outwardly, he shows he's a Muslim, but in his heart he hasn't got iman. No, follow that according to the Sahaba. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.